This is the only infirmary in the area, Ma replies. She pats the ground next to her, gesturing for me to sit. My knees go weak and I fall into Ma's arms. My eyes wide open, I clutch her sleeves while the rest of my siblings look on awkwardly. We're all together now. We're all together. Her voice is muffled through my hair. Looking into the faces of my siblings, I no longer fear I will die alone. As Ma releases me from her grasp, Gek crawls over and seats herself between us. Ma tells me that she and Gek came here 5 days ago with stomach pains. Like me, all the siblings traveled separately and were lucky to find each other here. Ma says that Chu was the second to arrive, followed by Keem and Meng, who just arrived yesterday. Everyone is here but Koi. We spend our days in the infirmary, lazily talking to one another about many things, but never about Cave or Pa. No one in the family has ever explicitly stated that we are not to bring them up in our conversations, yet we all know not to speak about them. Each of us keeps our memories of them private and safely locked in the boxes of our own heart. Instead, we spend the time telling Ma about our lives. Chu tells us she enjoys being one of the only two cooks at her camp. She says the other girl is nice. Being in charge of the food supply, she is able to steal a little of everything to bring to Ma. When the girls make her mad, she takes revenge by spitting in the food. At his boys' camp, Keem works day and night in the fields planting and harvesting rice. The setup of Keem's camp is identical to that of Chu's and mine, where all the children sleep together in a large hut. Every night he also has to attend the same propaganda meetings that Chu and I do. Meng tells us that before he fell sick, he and Koi were still loading bags of rice onto trucks that are rumored to be delivered to China. He reports that he still lives with Koi and Koi's wife, Lane. Despite our curiosity, Chu and I never ask Meng about her. 3 years living under the Khmer Rouge regime has taught us that some things are better left unsaid. Though we do not have to work, we are given a ration of rice and salt, and sometimes fish. The amount of food is comparable to what I was given while I worked. Though from our shiny faces and swollen bodies, we realize that we are all suffering from similar symptoms: stomach ache, extreme exhaustion, diarrhea, and aching joints.